So as we've been mentioning all morning, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Russia today. She's meeting with President Dmitry Medvedev.
We are different countries. We have different historical experiences, different perspectives. But we are planting those disagreements in a much, you know, broader field of cooperation.
And that broad field of cooperation includes a lot of things. The U.S. is hoping to work together with Russia on everything from Iran to nuclear disarmament and probably the war in Afghanistan as well. So Masha Lipman is joining us to talk about the sense of what the Russians feel about the Clinton's visit. She's a researcher and journalist with the Carnegie Moscow Center. Good morning, Masha.
Good morning.
So, first of all, let's talk about the reaction to Hillary Clinton in Russia. Is she a popular figure there?
Not too much. I think to begin with, she, of course, is associated with her husband and his presidency, which is regarded in Russia as a time when America took advantage of Russia and did not reckon with it. The presidency of Bill Clinton is not regarded in Russia as a time when the relations were good. Also, that was the time of the presidency of President Yeltsin in Russia, who, too, is regarded as a figure who did more harm to Russia than good. So this makes her a person from those days.
So, I mean, there's a lot of topics she's talking about with the president there. I mean, let's start first with Iran. Obviously, the United States is hoping to get Russia on board in the effort to discourage Iran's nuclear ambitions. And they're hoping Russia is going to increase pressure on Iran. What are the chances that she's going to succeed in that?
Well, actually, the chance is just slightly better now than it used to be, especially after Obama announced that he would scrap the plan to deploy elements of the American anti-missile defense in Central Europe. This development was regarded with pleasure in Russia, and hence President Medvedev's statement not a very long time ago that sometimes sanctions can be sensible. This is still far from a pledge, a commitment to come on board with the United States in the sanctions against Iran, but this sounds more compliant with that idea. I would still caution against assuming that from here we leap towards sanctions. I think we need to wait and until and unless Russia indeed joins the sanctions, I think these statements will not have much weight.
How are the people in Russia feeling about the situation with Iran? Are they also cautious about using sanctions against Tehran?
Well, I think the issue of Iran in Russia is viewed through the lens of U.S.-American relations. And over the years of President Bush's presidency, especially, the anti-American sentiments have been truly strong, have grown a lot stronger than before, not least thanks to government propaganda. But this is also, I think, how people genuinely feel. And so whatever America wants Russia to do, to join, to come on board on, is treated with suspicion as a desire to somehow weaken Russia, do harm to Russia, that there should be some ulterior motive. And just because the U.S. wants Russia to come on board, I think many people in Russia would believe that this is a perfect reason for Russia not to join.
Well, obviously, famously, George W. Bush said that he looked into Putin's eyes and they understood one another, but there certainly does seem to be a change in sentiment towards this American president. President Obama seems to be viewed a lot more favorably in Russia, and I assume that's because of his stance, as you said, on arms control. Is President Obama, does he have more political capital there because of his stance on arms control?
I would say first and foremost, it is important what the two most powerful men in Russia believe, and this is Prime Minister, formerly President Putin, who still remains the number one most powerful person in the country, and President Medvedev, not what the Russian people would think. And I think the decision to scrap the American plan to deploy elements of anti-missile defense in the Czech Republic and Poland was taken favorably in Russia and was appreciated. Does this mean that Russia will now be compliant, that Russia will come on board, that Russia will make firm commitments, something that Russia has generally avoided doing as far as U.S.-American relations are concerned? This still remains to be seen.
I have to imagine that there's some kind of perspective on Afghanistan in Russia that we do not have in the United States because of the Russian involvement, because of the Russian tragedies in Afghanistan. And obviously, as a member of NATO, Hillary Clinton has to be going there to talk about how the NATO troops are going to be deployed, whether we're going to be sending more troops there. And I'm wondering, what do you think President Medvedev is going to say to her? Is he going to have any advice for Hillary Clinton about the situation in Afghanistan?
Most importantly on the issue of Afghanistan is that this is the one area in which there has been new cooperation. Just prior to President Obama's visit to Moscow in summer, Russia made a pledge in a very rare instance that it will expand the permission to use the Russian airspace for deliveries, for military deliveries to Afghanistan. And this is an important development. It may be argued that Russia itself benefits from it because Afghanistan, and should the situation there really unravel, presents a danger to the Russian security, Russia being much closer to Afghanistan than the United States. And yet, I think it is interesting that this is a recent development, and this is a definitive, quite substantial, tangible thing that that Russia pledged to do. So I think there is potentially, there may be an opportunity for further expansion of deliveries, and maybe this will be discussed between Hillary Clinton and President Medvedev.
So, Masha Litman, you're a political analyst with the Carnegie Moscow Center. I can't let you go away. You went to school at Moscow State University, and I can't let you leave without quickly asking you why there's a statue of Walt Whitman going up at Moscow State University.
Beats me, really. This is really ironic. Why, of all people, of all poets, of all American poets, they picked Walt Whitman, who is known to be gay, in the city of Moscow, which is ruled by the Moscow mayor, who is notoriously anti-gay. We're not talking homophobic here. We're talking about he really speaks in a very ugly fashion about gay people, calling their groups satanic gatherings.
It's a mystery, isn't
calling
it?
Calling them weapons of mass destruction.
Okay.
And he should be even present at the ceremony of the inauguration statue with Hillary Clinton.
Masha Litman, thanks. Political analyst at the Carnegie Moscow Center joined us from Moscow.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.